Cake in Gaza. A professional bakery is back in business in the city of Rafah, which is a surprising sight considering the city is swollen with Palestinians displaced by war, living in tents and waiting hours in bread lines. It's a city that Israel is threatening to invade for a final battle against Hamas. So, what does Cake have to do with war? NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, sent this postcard.
Maybe I'm one of the most luckiest to be watching the master chef himself while he's doing his magic of making cakes. Mr. Ibrahim is garnishing the cake with all of the cream. It's the peanut butter cream with coconut and some sprinkles. When he wants just like to assemble the cake, he transfers it like he's dealing with a little infant with much care.
Saraha, من بداية الحرب احنا توقفنا.
Ibrahim Abu Hani is a professional baker with shops across Gaza. But he did not plan on making cakes during this war. He had to flee his home like most people in Gaza and opened his cake shop just to the people in order to charge their phones. And it was for free. There is no electricity now in Gaza. And his bakery runs on solar power. But a month ago, a man walked into the shop and asked for a cake. The man said that his own son got injured in the war. And when he woke up from the anesthesia, he said, "Where is the birthday cake you promised me?" The baker hesitated, but agreed to take his order. As he was baking the cake, someone else walked in. He said his little daughter was scared by the war and wanted to throw her a little party. Little by little, Abu Hani was baking again. And he was shocked by the demand for cake. One man came in as Abu Hani was closing the bakery. The man said he was getting married that very night. He begged, "It's the night of my life, and I'm living in a tent." The baker couldn't resist. He made him a cake. The baker says, 2 hours ago, someone called me and said, "I'm embarrassed to come to the shop. I'm in a shelter. Ever since we passed by your shop, my child has been asking for a cake. He couldn't afford a whole cake and asked for a smaller one." The baker told him to pay whatever he could. Some people and customers come in and ask for a bag that's not see-through, so the other people in the tent camp do not get jealous of their cake. Abu Hani struggles to find ingredients. Supplies are so low in Gaza. Sugar and eggs cost a fortune, so he's not making a profit. He says he feels bad buying flour on the black market, flour that belongs to the United Nations to give away as aid. But he says it's worth it to see the joy in his customers' eyes. He can't find the cream he used to buy. He has buttercream, but he says Gazans don't like it. They like lighter cream, so he's trying to recreate it from scratch. And he closes the bakery whenever he needs to test a new recipe. That's the thing about Abu Hani. He doesn't want to sell something that's not first rate. He says that the people of Gaza deserve it. Even in their worst desperation, they have standards. And he has standards. The war has not changed that. He says, "We are not a garbage dump. We are not a place where people will eat just anything. People in Gaza have very refined taste." It might sound shocking. A cake shop in Rafah, when elsewhere in Gaza, especially in the north, Gaza people are suffering extreme hunger. But Abu Hani says Gazans buy cake because they choose happiness. He says, "We Gazans love life. People are pushing themselves to hope because there are no other option." I'm still watching Mr. Ibrahim while he's making his cakes. And I'm very overwhelmed with that. Seeing it after 140 days of war, someone in Gaza who just like wants to share all of the love and happiness by making some cakes is making me, myself, happy.
For NPR News, I'm Anas Baba in Rafah, Gaza.